The Eucharist is the example, and I'm glad that they brought Jesus back here. Hope we keep that in mind when we come to church, when we wait for the Mass to start, focusing on Him. We come here because of Him, to learn from Him, to listen to His word, and then bring it out to the world. To be the body of Christ. And to realize really that body of Christ called community, I need to lose myself in that community, becoming part of. It's not the I that matters, it's the we that matters. We, the community of St. Mary's, the body of Christ. And when we receive that body of Christ, the Eucharist, is meant to transform each one of us into who He is. Then we really will be able to reflect Him in our actions. Because if that doesn't happen, then he's always the old Dominic acting out. The old Dominic needs to die to let Christ live in him. You know, if a cup is full with whatever, you cannot add anything else there. And if I am full of myself, there is no room for Jesus Christ. This is where the old Dominic needs to die, capable of sacrificing himself so that Christ may live. And then, from individually, we apply that to each other. That's how the faith communities are formed. They become dynamic, alive. And each one counts. Think of your physical body, how many parts are there. If one is missing, we do miss it, don't we? And in this body of Christ, if even one is missing, that body is not perfect. I'm there, I contribute all that I can to build up the body of Christ. Without saying, well, let someone else do it. Why doesn't he or she do this or do that? Don't worry. All you can do is do your part. I need to invest Dominic. I cannot invest you. But I better be sure that I invest Dominic to build up this body of Jesus Christ. And then try to live accordingly. There is so much that can be done, that we can give. But oftentimes we are afraid, you know. Well, I'm always there, let someone else do it. I did what I did. Is there anything else that I can do? It's always good to hear when something is going on, a person asking someone else, is there anything that I can help with before I go home? What a nice question. There may be a need, I'm not aware of. So before I go, why can't I ask? There is plenty that can be done by this community if each one of us does his or her part. Then we really become the body of Christ, not simply individually, but as a community. And I like to underline that, because to the extent that each individual is truly a living member and contributes, the community is effective. If some are missing, empty spots, where are they? They are part of our body, but where are they? Why is it that Christmas and Easter, the body of Christ seems to be much bigger? Is it the same body? Or do those parts become sick once Christmas and Easter have gone by? Is there anything that the healthy parts can do to pull in those who have distanced themselves? That might be the work you and I need to do as part of the body of Christ called St. Mary's Parish. May you and I never be afraid to step forward, to talk about enthusiastically, with joy, about Jesus Christ. And if it does make a difference in our life, we do have something to talk about. Relate to someone. Do you know what it means to know Christ, to live with Him? And if my life shows that, that's our mission, people, as the body and blood of Christ. Many are missing. We need to reach out and try to bring them in. If we want to be, quote unquote, the perfect body of Christ, God bless you.